Yes, it's census time again. So expect the government to collect your personal data, burn it to CD, and leave it on a train. Carlos Gilins, a Brazilian artist from Leighton in East London, is in two minds about it all.
From one side, it's okay, you know, it's all right to have this sort of information, you know, who is living in a particular country. But on the other hand, I think it's a little bit of a pain because I'm slightly lazy. And I hate forms, I hate manuals, I hate everything that we have to read and fill in. So actually, you know, I received my form, my envelope, and it's still there on the table. I didn't bother to open.
Those who have opened their form will have found lots of compulsory questions, and just one voluntary one about religion. Back in 2001, this revealed there were over 390,000 Jedis living in the UK. Richard Small from Chingford has a confession to make.
I'm one of the guilty few, I'm afraid. Last time I did put my religion down as Jedi Knight.
And what were your reasons for doing that?
I think partly for fun. I found it really amusing, and I love the Star Wars films. And partly, I suppose, it's the idea of religion being recognised in that way. That actually I do so wholeheartedly believe in a sort of secular society that even a question about religion stirs up a sort of sense of unease within me, that it should be a personal thing.
So that it's not the government's place to want to know that or to keep that information on record.
Yeah, I mean, a little of that is going on. I mean, an awful lot of it was for fun, I must admit. And I did enjoy the fact that it had to be legally recognised as a religion in the country because so many of us had put it down.
Have you been to Jedi Church any time since the last one?
I've revisited Obi-Wan many times since the last census.
In person or on DVD?
Probably on DVD.
According to the Office for National Statistics, Richard's wrong. Jedi didn't become an official religion, despite beating Sikhism, Buddhism and Judaism in popularity. But it did encourage lots more people to fill in their forms, so maybe the joke was on them. Back in Leighton, Carlos still doesn't know whether he'll be answering everything truthfully.
I have to first see the questions, and then I will judge whether they are relevant or not, whether they need that sort of information or they don't. If I think they are just being a little bit too nosy, I would just cook up something. I know it's against the law, but I will do it anyway.
In the end, of course, it's a personal choice. But there is a £1,000 fine for non-compliance. So, as Yoda might say, warned you have been.